Hi everyone, I hope you're doing well wherever you are in your little corner of the world. Today we are going to be celebrating 700 followers with a little AMA, drunk AMA by the way. I'm already tipsy, I didn't feel like it would be fair for me to be sober at the start of this because it would take a little while for me to get drunk. So here we are. Before we start, I would just like to say thank you for following me. If you're a new follower, if you are an old follower, I'm really glad to have you here. You're a sweetheart for liking my content enough that you decided to hit the follow button. You're very lovely, and I wouldn't be here without you. And yes, I hope you have a great stay in here, and I love you. Okay, so let's start with the questions. Let me grab them real quick. Hold on a second. Okay. Alrighty. I am pretty sure these are in order, so let's go. Do you think the phrase "my little Pavlovian whore" would be sexy in a pet play scenario? Well, we started very, very strong. Hi, hello. So yeah, I am not really into pet play, like into pet play. I enjoy meowing a lot, but that's just it. What gets me in here is the Pavlovian whore. I'm a whore for psychology, so yeah, that would be hot. Have you ever done considered modeling? No, I haven't, actually. I've had some local agencies in my country actually contacting me, but I have never said yes. I get very camera shy when it's a different person photographing me. So yeah, no, I have never considered it. What are we going to do on our first date? So, for first dates, I enjoy movies at home. However, since we are all sick and tired of the fucking pandemic going on right now, I would just like to go out. You know, either stargazing. I just love the sky. So, like, if you take me to watch the sunset or to stargaze, I will love you forever. And I just love watching the sky ever since I was a child. Did you know Deadly thinks you're beautiful? He told me so himself. Thank you, Deadly. I think you're beautiful as well. You're a very nice dude. I adore you. What's the best meal you've ever eaten? I believe I've answered this one in my last AMA, the 200 followers one. The best meal I've ever eaten is and will always be my mom's mac and cheese. I don't know what the hell that woman puts in there. I can never do it the same way. It just doesn't taste the same. Hers is amazing and will never not be amazing. What's your favorite animal? Panthers. I really like panthers. And foxes, too. Have you ever been in love? Oh, multiple times. I am a very, 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 very affectionate person when it comes to love. Got my heart broken a bunch of times as well because of that. Because I am just too fucking naive sometimes. So now I tend to be a little more careful with my feelings, if that makes sense, because like I just don't want that heartache again. It's too much. But yeah, I have been in love a lot. What is your love language? I like that question. I'm a mix, a little mix of two. I like words of affirmation and physical touch. Those are my two favorites. Do you believe in the paranormal? Do you mean ghosts or aliens? Either way, I do. Yes, I think it's kind of selfish to, like, you know, believe that there's only the human race is the only one that exists, because the universe is just too fucking unpredictable, first of all, and we don't know anything about it. So I don't think, like, I think it's just selfish to think that there's only us in here. What's your color? My color is pale blue. I just love that color so much. 32 divided by 7. Is that a clean number? I don't think so. It's for something, right? I'm not sure. I'm bad at math. Will you peg me? Why do I feel like I know who sent me this? Oh my god, this is so funny. What's the color of your eyes, if you don't mind me asking? I have dark brown eyes. Tell me something about your physical appearance that you like and something about your personality that you like. I like this question. So, my favorite thing about my face, my physical appearance, is definitely my eyes. I love my eyes so much. And something about my personality, I am very, very, very empathetic. Like, to the point where I can feel someone's pain sometimes if it's too big. Like, if you come to me with a problem, if you talk about it with me, I am able to put myself in your place and actually feel how hurt you are about it or how happy you are about it. So yeah, I am very very sensitive about these things, which is why sometimes I have to, like, I have to step away from people sometimes because I get too overwhelmed. Like, a lot of the energy comes to me. So yeah, I'm a human sponge, basically, when it comes to energy, so, like, I get overwhelmed pretty easily. However, I enjoy being an empathetic person like that. Like, I feel like it's a very good personality trait. Where did your obsession with lights start? Kindergarten. They did a little planetarium thing at school. And they asked us to lie down on the floor while the guy who was, you know, responsible for the event explained things to us, like, about the stars and about the universe. At one point he told us to close our eyes while he kept explaining, and to only open them when he told us to. So we did that. I was lying next to my crush at the time, and when he asked us to open our eyes, the whole planetarium was just fucking scary. It was so beautiful. I fell in love with the sky that day, and since then I have never stopped looking at the sky. Since then, every night I look at the sky, and now I have a star projector in my room. So yes, I really enjoy starry nights. I know it's near impossible to narrow down an exact top album list. So what are the first five that come to mind as favorites? So about this one, I don't have favorite albums. I have favorite songs. Because, I don't know. Usually when I find new songs, they're usually, like, all over the place because I like everything. So I don't listen to albums. I just obsess over one song repeatedly until I get tired of it. That's how I work. But I do have favorite songs. I can link them in the post when I post this, if you guys want. Okay, what GWA tags are you most drawn to, and which do you wish there were more of? So I have a list in here somewhere. I believe I sent it to Sage when we were doing the collab. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Oh, there you go. That's a lot of tags. Okay, I believe there are 6 or 7 pages in here, but I'm gonna name the ones that I like in here. Aftercare, really enjoy. BFE, I like it as a listener. Blackmail, I just like the rush. I love it. Oh my god. Blowjob, adore. Absolutely adore. Breath play, yes. Cheating, also like it. Further, we really shouldn't, kind of thing. I really adore that. Cream pie, yes, please. Cunnilingus, yes. What else? Degradation, deep throat. I enjoy those too. Degradation, not so much lately. I don't know. I've been feeling pretty soft, actually. Don't know why, but yeah. I like denial too. Mm-hmm. Drunk, yes. Yes, please. Edging. If you've been here long enough, you know how much I like edging. Face fucking. I love it too. F dumb. F sub. 100%. Fingering. GFE. I like girlfriend experience audios too. I should do more of those. Hand job. Yes. Oh my god, I love it. Humor. I enjoy funny audios, y'all. I really like those. Impreg? Not really. Breeding? Yes, please. No pregnant, only breed. Incest. If you have heard the collab, the last collab I was a part of, from Pure Rosemary, Sage, love of my life, adore her. My part in there was an incest script, which I absolutely loved. To perform. It was so good. And like I really liked performing it, because like it was something I have never done before in these 5 months I've been here, so like it was so good. Yes, I adored it. JOI, yes. Kissing, yes. Oh god, yes. Album, I'm not so sure anymore, because love is a very strong word, so I'm not sure. Maybe if I do it is in a girlfriend experience one, maybe albums would be fine, but like other than that, I don't really use it. Don't really like it in audios as well, as a listener. MDOM, I'm drawn to it. MSUB as well. Oral, yes, please. Giving and receiving, love it. Otter course, yes, please. Oh my god, I love some dry humping. Listen, I love it. Oof, okay. There's other 2 pages. Public, yes, for the same reason as cheating, though we really shouldn't. Line really gets to me really quickly. Rape, yes. I've been enjoying a lot of that lately. Romance, I really like it. Switching, if you have been here long enough, you know how much I love the switching. Tsundere, that is a tag I would like to see more of, because like I'm pretty sure I haven't seen a lot of it. Also hypnosis, I've seen it in up here. Yeah, I would like to try that once. So yeah, science fiction, I really like that. I would like to see more of those. What else? Vanilla, virgin, I like those. Wet sounds, ugh, love it. And deandre. My new love, it's my new baby. I love it so much. So yeah, sci-fi and sundere and hypnosis are the ones that I wish I could see more of these days. I'm really curious about the hypnosis one. So yeah, those were the tags that I'm most drawn to and the ones that I wish there were more of. Is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is the best time to do it to someone? For example, during their orgasm, or during foreplay, or perhaps when that person is orally pleasuring you, etc. I don't know about y'all, but I would love to be Rickrolled during my orgasm. That would absolutely kill me. I would love that. Would you prefer that your lover groan during orgasm, or moan, or drop dubstep beats? okay, dubstep beats are underrated. No, I'm joking. I prefer when they moan, yes. But groans are nice too. Oh god, so nice. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? For example, I like guys who are eager to please, have unusual speech patterns, and have absolutely magical hands, which is why I love Dobby the House Elf. Oh my god, these questions are all by the same person, by the way. They sent a bunch, and I adore you, whoever you are. About the fictional character one, I am not sure, because like I fell in love with so many different people. Like, they were so different from each other that like the only thing that comes to mind to me that they had in common is they made me laugh. Like, if you make me laugh, you have my heart, honestly. So yeah. Do you fap to audios, or do you only listen to them for purely intellectual reasons, preferably while wearing a top hat and monocle and shouting, "I say jolly good show"? Bonus question, have you ever considered wearing a top hat while pleasuring yourself? Still the same person, by the way. I love that question. But yeah, no, I do fap to audios. I would love to wear a top hat while pleasuring myself. I'm gonna try that sometime. If you could be any kind of sexy supernatural creature, vampire, succubus, multi, tentacled, Lovecraftian horror, etc. Oh my god, the alcohol is kicking in. What kind would you be? I would be a demon girl. I don't need to explain that. Despite not being British and being much older than 11, Hogwarts sends you a letter inviting you to attend. What house do you join, and what do you think your favorite class would be? So, I'm gonna lose a bunch of you right now, because I have never watched all of the Harry Potter movies, and I have never opened a book of Harry Potter. One, not one. I was more of a Percy Jackson kid, but I can answer the house question though, because every quiz that I've ever taken in my life about it has told me I'm a Slytherin. You can do whatever you want with that information. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good loving? Sleep, eat ice cream, discuss why Harry and Ginny is a terrible pairing, etc. I like to sleep or to watch a movie. Or to eat. I like to eat too. You've entered into a monogamous relationship with a guy who is sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good looking. However, due to an unusual psychological hangup, he absolutely refuses to have regular penetrative sex and will only pleasure you with his fingers and mouth. Though his kill at Cunnilingus is insanely amazing, do you think you could stay together with a guy like this, or would you dump him and seek another wizard who will let you ride his broomstick for your nightly two player Quidditch matches? Oh, what is this question? Oh my god. Okay. So, though I like penetration when I'm with a dude, I wouldn't mind if he didn't, like, want to have regular penetrative sex. Like, if I like you, we can have sex however you want, to be honest. Like, I do not mind. I just want you to feel good. That's my main goal, to be honest. So, like, yeah, that's pretty much it. What is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfill yet? Unless you've fulfilled all of your sexual fantasies, in which case, what's your favorite fast food? I like fries. If Favorite drink? Coffee. I cannot live without it. Literally, I will. My head will explode in pain. Favorite alcoholic drink? Vodka with lemon juice with a bit of ice. That's what I'm drinking right now. Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you were an animal, which one would you be? I would be probably... What would I be? I would probably be a cat. Yes. Tell me something scandalous about yourself. Oh, scandalous. I don't like sushi. What's your favorite PC game? Undertale. What is your favorite position? Cowgirl. How romantic can you get when you fall in love? I can get extremely romantic when I fall in love. I will turn into the most sappy and cliche and stupid ass girl you will see on this earth. Like, literally, I get so stupid when I fall in love. Like, but yeah. Do you believe in soulmates? If so, what's your take on them? I do believe in soulmates, yes. What I do not believe is that there is only one soulmate. Like, I believe we have multiple, and like, every time you meet one of your soulmates, you will feel different. Like, it's never the same feeling, it's never gonna be the same thing. Also, it doesn't have to be always romantic. You can have like friendship soulmates, like the people that you have such good chemistry with that you just click easily, you know? That I really like. I have three of those right now: Rosie, Sweet, and Sage. They are like sisters to me. I adore them deeply. So yeah. Next question. I feel like you'd be a great person to talk to about all kinds of things. I like your point of view on stuff. Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you, whoever sent me this question. That said, do you fear death? Oh. Okay. No. Actually, no, I do not fear death. I fear not living, which isn't the same thing. Like, let's say I get to my 90s, right? And I look back in my life and something is bothering me. You know? Like, I don't know, maybe I regret something that I haven't done. That is my fear, 100%. Like, I tend to think a lot about my decisions, usually, but sometimes I just go for it. I feel like it's better to regret something that you have done than to regret not doing something because you were afraid of it, you know? So yeah, I am mostly afraid of not living. I'm afraid of regretting the life that I've lived. I'm not afraid of death, no. So yeah, I believe that's it for today. I really enjoy this. I really enjoyed that you guys want to get to know me a bit better. Even though we are not directly talking, it makes me happy to know that you guys want to interact with me more like this. And again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for following me and for supporting me however you are doing it. You don't have to comment on every post. You don't have to award me. You don't have to. Like, as far as it goes, just an upvote is enough for me. It's enough to know how much you want to support me. And I am so happy to have you here, whoever you are, if you are a regular follower that usually comments on my things, if you're a lurker, if you're just an awarder, the anonymous Redditor who awards me, I appreciate you deeply. Thank you so much for everything that you do for me. I would not be here without you. So thank you everyone for listening, and I hope you have a good day wherever you are. I love you.